Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the foreign marketing efforts of the Beef Checkoff. Back on that in just a moment.
When you pour milk on your cereal each morning, do you ever wonder how that milk was produced? For every glass of milk you drink, there are over 1,000 dairy farm families in Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma who are working to be sure you can have the most wholesome and nutritious milk they can produce. All the while, they remain committed to protecting the environment and supporting sustainable agriculture, while struggling with the same economic challenges we all face. In today's economy, we all want to stretch our dollar at the grocery store. Milk remains one of the best values for your dollar. If you do the math, an 8-ounce glass of milk costs around 25 cents. So, for a couple dimes and a nickel, you get a glass packed with protein, calcium, B vitamins, as well as vitamins A and D, all important to good health. So drink up. That milk is good for you and your family's budget. If you'd like to learn more about modern dairy farming, please check us out at dairyfarmingtoday.org.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
Irving Peach has been around for quite a few years in the cattle business, both in the feedlot business as well as running a yearling operation on his ranch in Wyoming. He's also been a director of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, a major contractor for the Dollar Head Beef Checkoff. He says, as far as the Beef Checkoff is concerned, he's sold on it, and he's especially delighted that we've been able to do such a great job in moving more U.S. beef overseas. For Irving Peach, he says, the crown jewel of getting bang for our dollar from the U.S. Beef Checkoff, the ability to reopen international markets after the discovery of BSE back in 2003.
Well, I think probably the best thing that happened, at least in recent years, was the ability to recover from the BSE problem that we had in 2003. They were able to turn this tide around. And because of that, you know, we are back now to pre-BSE levels of exportation, and actually we're getting beyond those levels. I think that was probably the most important thing. And the reason we were able to do that is we had people on the ground in important countries that knew what the story was and were able to communicate that to the people of that country. So that was probably the most important thing that has happened. And once that threshold was started, and once we started moving more beef, we realized that we were going to have to export to different countries. You know, most of our exports up to that time were pretty much in the Pacific Rim area. We started diversifying and moving into Europe, moving into the Caribbean, moving into other countries that were willing to take our product.
And along the way, we've been able to sell quite a few beef cuts that don't have a lot of value here in the U.S. The return on the investment from the Beef Checkoff, according to Peach, tremendous.
I think in the last year, probably the third thing is we invest about $7.6 million from the Beef Checkoff into the USMEF. And of course, there are other organizations, and the federal government invest money into it too. But with that $7.6 million investment from the Beef Checkoff, our returns are somewhere at the end of this year going to be between $4.3 and $4.5 billion. Now that, you know, if you consider a home run being hit, that's hitting the ball clear out of the park. You know, you take the $7.6 million that we invest as Beef Checkoff, and you multiply that times 565 times to get the $4.3 to $4.5. That's a tremendous, tremendous return on investment. I don't think there's, you know, a better way that I know of to invest our checkoff money and get a return like that.
Cattle producer Irving Peach. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.